Call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Luke. We'll be reading out of the 17th chapter. Bible reads, "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' When he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourselves unto the priests.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan." Supporting scripture this morning coming from Ephesians 5:20. Bible reads, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. Don't forget to say thanks. Don't forget to say thanks. God is good to everybody. And God has blessed us in such a way that we ought not to feel like we're doing him a favor just because we in here worshiping and praising his name. It's a privilege this morning, or it should be a privilege for us to know that I have blood yet running warm in my veins, and I got a mouth that I can open up my mouth and a sound to come out of my brain, tell my arms to lift up. I'm still able to lift up my arms to the Lord, and you just don't know how blessed you are this morning. Because anytime you know what the Lord God is doing, you ought to be glad that things are no worse than what they are. And do know that no matter where you are, God can meet you exactly where you are. And God can move you from where you are to where you really need to be. All you got to do is just trust in him, believe in him, and God will continue to do what he always does. And so I thank him for being that kind of God this morning. God that allowed us another opportunity to come into this house of worship and to give him our praises and to offer our testimonies and to just share the goodness of a loving God. Today, as we come to celebrate the love of Jesus, let us not forget to be thankful for all things. All the things that the Lord God had done for us since the last time that we were together, God has blessed us in a mighty special way. We know a lot of things has transpired from one week to another. A lot of things go on from one day to the next. But in the midst of it all, at the end of every day, God is still our God. We've heard so many times that every day is a day of thanksgiving. We should be willing and ready to worship and praise our God and know that he is our God. And we know to say in the 23rd Psalm that the Lord is my shepherd. So if he's our shepherd, he's our keeper, he's our guide, and he is the one that supplies all of our needs, blesses us with many of the things that we want. Even so, even though he gives us everything we need, God also blesses us a lot of times with the things that we want. As a body of Christ, we can honestly say that we've been blessed over the years. There's no doubt in my mind that the Lord God has brought us all a mighty long way. We, the members of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, when we look around in this sanctuary and consider all that the Lord God has allowed us to have, we can boldly say that we can look where he brought us from. God done brought us a mighty long way. And we thank God for the pews and for all of this equipment and things. But most of all, we just thank God for the people of God, for the souls that he's continuing to touch, for those lives that he's leading and directing, for those that have been sort of down and out. And God had built you back up and allowed you to know that you are a child of his. And as long as you are his child, that he's always there to take care of you. as we witness how God has blessed us through the ministry of our children this morning, we thank God that the same love that God has for us, he has for them. We got to share that love one with another, and we ought to be glad and full of joy this morning. I don't know about you, but if you got anybody sitting back here, if you got anybody that came down to do the offering, came to give the scripture, whatever part that they played, and not only those, but as they sang and as they did what they were doing, I saw children out in the congregation getting up and helping them and getting excited about it. So when we allow them to do it, it excites some of those children that may think that I can't do that. But we want to instruct our children and let them know that the Bible declared that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And so all we got to do is just nudge them just a little bit in the right direction. And they're willing to work. They're willing to do. We just got to have the time and the patience and open up the doors and have an understanding that they're just children. They're going to be hard-headed sometime. They're not going to listen sometime. But I know some old folks just as hard-headed as these children. I know some old folk in here this morning that won't listen sometimes. So if we are patient with one another, we got to learn how to be patient with our children. We are looking at the church of today as well as the church of tomorrow. So we got to allow them to utilize the gifts that God has already instilled in them and know that they can and will do great things if we just trust them and stand behind them 100%. For those of us this morning that have ever made the statement, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. I wonder, are we really satisfied? Or are we still yet making unjustified complaints? As we often say, it is what it is, what it is. Some things we can change and some things we have no control of. We listen and watch the news from day to day. It seems as though things are getting worse instead of better. But the good thing is to be mindful that no matter what the enemy sends your way, God is still in control. If you trust God to be your God, then I'm here to let you know that the Bible declared that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. All you got to do is know that in this life you will have trials as well as tribulations. In this life, you're going to have some good days and some bad days. In this life, young or old, you have sick days and you have well days. But in all of it, you still owe God some praise this morning. I come this morning to talk to you a little about something that most of us were taught as little children. And we, in turn, have the responsibility to do the same with our offsprings. And that is to be grateful and thankful for whatever someone does for us or whatever someone gives us, that the proper thing to say is thank you. That's not very hard, because I know little toddlers, 1 and 2 years old, that you can teach them to say thank you, and anytime you give them anything, they will say thank you. But how many of you know that we got a lot of folk that take things for granted? We got a lot of folk that act like they didn't get good training or they don't have good manners. And we got to learn how to utilize our manners. We got to know that it shouldn't even be a thought to say thank you. Thank you ought to be something that would just automatically just come out of our mouths, because we've been taught that, and we ought to feel in our heart a spirit of gratitude. Whatever it is that someone does for you, it may not be much, but the little things. See, I thank God for the little things. Sometimes it's just knowing that somebody say, I'm praying for you. That's something to say, thank you, I appreciate your prayers. When you in a position that you need to say thank you, it's not always that somebody's giving you something. Not a materialistic thing. So sometimes you just got to say thank you that you are thinking about me. You know how it is every now and again when you got somebody on your mind and they may shoot you a text, and all of a sudden you realize that they were thinking about me as well as I was thinking about them. And you ought to just say thank you, because I could have been thinking about somebody else. I could have not even had you on my mind. But it's good to love one another. The Bible declares, love ye one another as he has loved us. We should know and understand that regardless to what we think people ought to do, there are times in reality that we got to accept the fact that people don't have to do anything. As parents, husbands, and wives, sometimes we are obligated to do something, but we got to understand, because we get to a point in life that we got to get over the thing that thinking that we can just take things for granted. We got to understand that those that love us the most, we still can't neglect them or take them for granted. Anybody know some folk that feel like that you ought to do what you do for them? You might be my brother, you might be my sister, but that don't mean I got to do it. And even though you got a mother and a father that is yet still alive, if you become of age, there's something that they don't have to do for you. And you might feel bad if they tell you no, or if they put a stern face on, but you got to understand that it's all about working together and doing the things that we can do while we have an opportunity. A lot of time when people do stuff for you, it's because they got that kind of love down in their heart. And that love will move you to do some things that sometimes you didn't even realize that you would do. Stop taking people for granted. Whenever and whatever one may do for us, have the decency to say thanks. We got to know that we got some rude and ungrateful people still walking in this world. They don't care how many times you bless them. They just going to keep on taking. Long as you give, they'll take. There comes a time that you got to know how to share what God has blessed us with. And then when you share it, then you ought to receive a spirit or a word of thanks. David shared with us in the 136th division of Psalms, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever." There are times in our lives that we realize that we need to feel and experience the mercy of God. We got to understand that there are times when we go through some things, and we got to understand that God is always right there. And let us not forget the teachings of Jesus when he gave us the golden rule in Matthew 7 and 12, where it said, "Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." So we got to treat others as we would like to be treated. We got to do unto others what we want people to do unto us. If we want somebody to tell us thanks, then we got to learn how to say thank you. You want somebody to forgive you, then you got to have a forgiving spirit. If you want love, then you got to give love. Then there are a whole lot of us say, "You don't respect me." Well, you got to learn how to give respect in order to get respect. Respect goes both ways. You got to know that it's not so much that you're talking to young or the old. Young folk got to respect young folk as well as older people. We are taught as children that we got to respect our elders, but we know we got a whole lot of folk that's not getting the right training. We got a whole lot of folk that say anything out of their mouth, and they'll do anything that they want to do. But we got to have a little more patience with them, and instead of running them down and talking trash about them, we got to learn how to pray. We got to learn how to ask God to help me be the man or the woman that I need to be in the midst of this situation that I'm going through. That is a fact that God has been good to all of us. And we know that we are not so much deserving all the time. Whatever God does, we ought to be thankful. And when we look at our supporting text, Paul tells us in Ephesians 5 and 20, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So when we look at that text, it tells us to give God thanks. Then it says, "Give him thanks for all things." So all things cover everything that you might be going through. So that means that it might sound crazy, but when you are having a bad day, thank God for that bad day. Because that bad day is going to let you learn how to appreciate your good days. When you've been through the storm and through the rain, just thank God for your stormy day, because there is a bright side somewhere. You got to learn how to look at a negative situation in a positive way and know that if you look for some good in it, God will let you know that you can work through it. You got some things going on in your life that can't nobody help you with but the power of a loving God. And we got to learn how to move away from all of our complaints and all of the other things that won't allow us to move forward. We got to get out of that place where we just stuck in a rut. Anybody ever found themselves thinking that they're going forward and they're not moving? You got your mind made up and you think that you want to go forward, but you just still in one spot going nowhere. Then you want to blame somebody else because you know further than where you are. You got to learn how to go out and knock on some doors. You got to take some chances. You got to have some faith in the power of the God that you say you serve. You can't always depend on somebody to do what you ought to do for yourself. There are times when you realize that things are not all what they seem to be. But we got to understand that in our lives, things will happen. When things happen in our life, we can also look for the manifestation of God's power. Because sometimes things are happening in a way so that God can show you his power, so that you can become a personal witness for him that I know what my God can do. I'm not going to tell you what somebody else told me what God did for them, but I know that God is a deliverer. I know that God is a healer. I know that God is a keeper. Am I talking to anybody in here that know your God? Now, there's only one God, so the God that I'm talking about, he blesses every one of us at the same time. And you might call him in the middle of the morning. I may not call him till the afternoon, but anytime you call him, isn't it good to know that God has a listening ear? We ought to learn how to call on the name of our Lord and Savior. We got to learn how to do like these 10 men did, cry out and say, Lord, have mercy on me. There are times when you need to have the mercy of God bestowed upon you. We look at our text, say we have where they've been blessed, and everybody that's blessed is not going to take time to say thank you. We shouldn't have to prime you up to tell the Lord thank you. I know that God done something for you that you ought to have that in your heart and in your mind. When you come into the house of God, you ought to come with a spirit of thanksgiving. If you are like David and said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Then if you're coming in God's house, what are you coming to do? You ought to be coming to give him worship. You ought to be coming to praise his name. You ought to be coming to tell Lord, I thank you. I had a rough week, but God, I made it through. Or thank you, God, I had a good week this week, and don't let the devil take my joy. Yes. Anybody realize that the devil out to rob you of your joy? Yes. Let us think for a moment. In our text today, we have 10 men. These men were suffering from leprosy. Now, in Numbers 5, 2, and 3, the Bible says, command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper and everyone that have an issue and whosoever is defiled by the dead. Both male and female shall be put out. Without the camp shall he put them that they defile not the camps in the midst whereof I dwell. Now, Moses says unto Aaron, and the Lord talks to Moses and Aaron, and he gives them instructions. In Leviticus, the 13th chapter, I'm not going to read it all, but I want to just sort of build a little something for you. It says, when a man have in the skin of his flesh a rise and a scab, a bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh, like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priest. The priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. The priest look upon him and shall pronounce him unclean. Now, if you've been pronounced unclean, that means that you can't be around the people of God anymore, because they feel like you are contagious. Anybody ever saw somebody with sores on their bodies or has some spots on their skin? And even though you have compassion for them, your inner thought in your mind, it don't get too close to me, because I don't want to get what you got. Am I talking to anybody in here? When you don't have an understanding of what's going on in an individual's life, then you don't know what they got. All you know is there's something going on in their body, and I don't want that mess to jump on me. And I'm not talking about just the outsiders. You got some family members that if they find out you got something, they're not coming to your house that week. They don't want to get what you got. And so they have to separate themselves. So this is what we are looking at. We are looking at bright spots that have the white skin in his flesh. And in their sight, it began to make them have sores all over their body. Now, when they went to the priest, the Bible declared that the priest looked on him and they had to look on him on the seventh day. And if the plague in his sight be still there, and it's still all over the body, the priest shall shut him up for 7 more days. So I'm going to give you a little time for whatever mess you got on you to get off of you. But now the Bible declares that the priest shall look on him again after the 7th day. And if the plague be somewhat done turned dark and the plague spread into the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean when he's clean. But if a scab still remains, he got to wash all of his clothes that he can be clean. If the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he'd been seen in the priest of his cleansing, he shall be seen in the priest again. So now, if anybody ever realized that there's somebody that has the leprosy, we found out that leprosy was a slow-progressing, incurable skin disease that was believed to be unclean, that it would only be healed by a miracle from God. See, now, you may go and show yourself to the priest, but a priest was just a man. So that man couldn't do what God can do. The priest only had the responsibility of examining you to make sure that those things that are going on, it is what they think that it is. And if it stay there long enough, then they realize that you got the leprosy. Now we don't know of anybody walking around in our day and time right now that got the leprosy. But if somebody came in the house right now and sat right down beside you, and since I just described what the leprosy is all about, if they got sores on their bodies and they got things, scabs all over them, and they sit right there on that pew beside you, I believe you might slide down a little bit. Anybody in here got supernatural power? Anybody in here think that you're exempt from taking or catching anything somebody else got? Somebody can cough too much and you'll move. You got the croup? When you are declared unclean, then there are folk that don't want to have anything to do with you. Now I'm going to move right along and let you know how Jesus handled the matter. Bible says it came to pass that when he went from Jerusalem, he passed down in the midst of Samaria and Galilee, entered into a certain village, and there he met 10 men. These men that had the leprosy. These men, because they had the leprosy, they had to stand way away from everybody else. Now, what you got to understand is that when you had the leprosy, you just couldn't keep it to yourself. Even though you realized that you saw the scabs on your skin. But you also had the responsibility to holler out, unclean, unclean. So in other words, I'm going to give you a warning, Dale. Don't come. I know you love me, but I'm unclean. I'm unclean. So that lets you know that because I'm unclean, you ought not come too close to me. But I just want to let you know this morning that these 10 men that had the leprosy, they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Is there anybody in the house this morning ever had to call out for the Lord to have mercy? Have you ever been down on the bed of affliction? Have there ever been something ill in your body in a way that you realize the doctor's just not doing me any good? But I know somebody by the name of Jesus. If I call on the name of the Lord this morning, I know that I serve a God that'll come in to my sick room. Is anybody in the house ever had to have the Lord to stop by your sick room? And there were folk that didn't understand what was going on in your life. But you said, I'm going to be all right because I called on the name of my God. And I asked God to come in and see about me. I said, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. And I'm so glad this morning that I serve a God that is able. I serve a God that will show mercy. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For the Bible say God is good. Is there anybody ever had anything going on in your life and you had to call on the power of a loving God, and that God came down and touched your feeble body, made everything all right? See, there are folk that don't want to be around you just because you got a little condition. But I thank God for those that are not afraid to know that I'm going to serve a God that will protect me. I serve a God that will walk right there with me. See, when I go to the hospital to see somebody, if they got an open wound in their body, they tell me to put on all these little clothes, put some gloves on my hand. I may have to put a mask on my face, but I'm not afraid to go inside the room, because I'm not going in the room all by myself. I go in the name of Jesus. I put on that old coat on my body. I realize that whatever you got, I pray to the Lord that he'll get it up off of you. But I'm not worried about it jumping on me, because I serve a mighty God, the God that will watch over me, a God that will keep you in his loving care. If there anybody ever had to be a health care giver and had to touch somebody that they realize that things are going on in their body, but don't be afraid to do what you gotta do. You gotta walk in faith and trust the power of God. I just stop by to tell somebody that I serve a God that is able this morning. I serve a God that is a healer this morning, and I don't care what the doctor say. I want to hear what Dr. Jesus got to say. Somebody said, I want my God to come into my sick room. Is there anybody in here that realized when we look back in the old day, I found out that Jesus is my doctor, writes out all of my prescriptions. They tell me he'll give me all of my medicine in my prayer room. So what goes on in the prayer room? I go down on bended knees. I say, oh Lord, my God, have mercy on my sin sick soul. Is there anybody in the house this morning got some conditions in your body and you need the Lord to do some work on your body? I want to let you know that he's right there. All you got to do is trust the power of God. But I want to let you know, don't be like the other nine. For the Bible declared that there were 10 that had the leprosy, and the Lord God told them to go show yourself to the priest. Now every one of them was obedient. Every one of them went toward the priest. But before they got to where the priest was, because of their faith in the power of God, because of being obedient to do what God said do, the Bible said they were already clean. I thank my God that I can talk to him on my way to the doctor. That's why sometimes when you go to the doctor and you pray about your situation and you get in there and the doctor can't find nothing, that's because the Lord our God has already touched your body, has already healed your body, has already moved that lump. They saw it on Monday, but when you went back Thursday, because you went in your prayer room, God came and touched your body and made everything all right. And now you are able to say, I've been healed by the Lord. Well, I want to tell somebody that there were 10 men that went to be healed, but the Bible declares only one of them turned around, gave the Lord thanks, fell down on his face, said, oh my God, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for healing my body. Is there anybody in this house that feel like that one? I just stopped by to tell somebody, don't forget to say thanks. You ought to be the one who will be the one this morning, who will be the one to go back and say thank you. They thought I was a goner, but God wasn't ready for me yet. They counted me out, but God counted me back in. I was down. God, I was down on the bed of affliction, but God lifted me back up. put the strength back in my body. I want to know this morning, is there anybody here that thanks the Lord our God? I know my God, he is a healer this morning. I know my God, he's a keeper this morning. My God, touch this old back of mine, and now I can walk right. Now I can kick right. I thank my God that he is a healer, and I want to go back and tell my God, thank you. The doctor said, I want to operate. The doctor said, I want to hip you your hip. But I went to Dr. Jesus, and he made everything all right. Is there anybody here that want to tell your God, thank you? Don't forget to say thanks. Whatever it is, you ought to be able to tell God, thank you. You don't know like your neighbor know. See, I'm tired, but I feel good. I got sick this morning. Thought I was going to have to call in, but something told me to go ahead. Everything going to be all right. I took the deacons out, told them I got a little condition going on. They wanted me to take it easy, but there's something down on the inside that won't let me take it easy. Because God been too good. God done brought us too far. And I believe there's somebody in here that know that God has touched your body. And it seemed like all the friends stopped coming. Stop making the phone call. And it wasn't nobody but you and God. But you found out that God was still right there by your side. Don't forget to say thank you. Oh, I wish I had some more energy.